for 60 years. In the meantime, those who believe there is a creature in the lake continue to do so. The Hitler Diaries hoax. In 1983, the German magazine Der Stern announced that reporter Gerd Heidemann had made an incredible discovery: diaries written by Adolf Hitler. The magazine explained that the diaries had been found by farmers after a Nazi plane crashed in a field in April 1945. Der Stern paid almost 10 million marks to a Dr. Fischer, who claimed to have retrieved them. The discovery caused a lot of excitement. Magazines and newspapers in London and New York rushed to print excerpts from the diaries, and scholars and researchers couldn't wait to get their hands on the material to learn more about the century's most infamous dictator. But some skeptics argued that the story couldn't be true. It was well known that Hitler didn't like to take notes. Nonetheless, Der Stern insisted that the authenticity of the diaries was unquestionable. However, when experts began to examine them, it became clear that the diaries were fake. It turned out that Dr. Fischer was actually Conrad Kujau, an art forger who had written the diaries himself, imitating Hitler's own handwriting. And both he and Heidemann had been putting the money from Der Stern into their own bank accounts. Both were sent to prison for fraud. Interestingly, Kujau made a living selling copies of paintings by the world's greatest artists after he was released from prison.
Page 106. Exercise B. Reading. Read and listen to the article.
The World's Greatest Hoaxes. Although they occurred 50 years apart, both of these spectacular hoaxes took the world by storm. The Loch Ness Monster Story. It was quite a surprise when London's Daily Mail printed a photo in 1933 of a creature in Scotland's Loch Ness, the largest and deepest freshwater lake in the United Kingdom. People had been telling stories about such a creature for over 1,000 years. But when a respected London surgeon, Colonel Robert Kenneth Wilson, took this photo, the story suddenly seemed believable. He claimed that while driving by Loch Ness, he saw something strange in the water and quickly grabbed his camera. The photo he took was seen worldwide and began an increased public interest in the Loch Ness monster. 60 years later, in November 1993, Christian Sperling told a different story. His stepfather, filmmaker and actor Duke Wetherill, had been hired by the Daily Mail to look for evidence of the Loch Ness monster. But instead, he asked his stepson, Sperling, to make a monster with his own hands from a toy boat. His other son, Ian, took the photo. Then, in order to make the story believable, Wetherill asked the surgeon, Colonel Wilson, to say that he had taken the photo. The story created so much publicity in 1933 that they decided not to admit the hoax. The true story remained a secret for over